key where you sit during these practices? Do you always try to sit in reasonably the same place?
No, we just like to get out of the crowd. There's a big crowd here, a mix of coaches and fans and media, and John and I like to get as far away, still get a good view, still be able to hear the coaches' commands and kind of just get out of the way of everybody.
55 guys out here. So when the practice is going on, what specifically are you watching?
Really the competitiveness of the drill, competitiveness of the player. You have a general sense of what technique, what route, what type of pass that he's supposed to take, what type of pass rush move he's trying to execute, how well does he do it, to what intensity does he do it, and does he make the play? Does he beat the offensive lineman? Does the offensive lineman block his guy? Does the receiver get open? Does the DB break it up? You know,
I'll pick out a guy, watch him, how he competes on the play, see how he takes coaching. They get some positive reinforcement, see how they react to it, and then how they react to negative. Are they going to come back and respond to it in a good way and fix what they just were corrected on? And then again, I like watching things off to the side too. Are they paying attention if they're even not in the drill? When cameras aren't on them, what are they doing? Are they into it? There's always something to watch every second you're out here.
How well do you already know these players in the process?
I haven't obviously studied every single tape of every single player out here, but we do spring scouting and obviously do fall scouting in there. You know, this past season that they finished up, I've had a round of scouting meetings where we've talked about most, if not all, of these players here. So you have a general sense of the positives, the negatives, of each player, what they can do for our football team, how they would help.
Here at Ladd People Stadium, you've got coaches, you've got scouts. How many people will you compare opinions with about what they've seen watching the same thing?
Me, personally, not very many. We have our coaches here that are in the stands. We have a couple on the field who can be up close and personal. But if I'm doing anything, if I'm talking to anybody, I'm always gathering information. I'm not giving any, and that's really what's instructed to all of our coaches: gather as much as you can if you're in an environment to do that.
And for the scouts, it's their first opportunity to sit down with these guys at night in a one-on-one and get their background story, ask them about how they grew up, you know, their parents, their high school experience, their college experience, what are they looking forward to, you know, in the pro game. Really kind of get an idea about the person. We evaluate the skill set on the field, but this setting at night is when you really get to sit down with the players and try to find out a little bit about what makes them tick. And then with the comparisons and stuff, it's really a chance for our scouting staff to reevaluate, you know, kind of what they saw at their respective schools. Does he execute a specific drill or skill set similarly? Is he better here? Is he worse here? And then try to, you know, answer the questions why, or, you know, you check the box, if you will. And then, you know, we'll have a couple more rounds of meetings where we'll talk about, you know, these players' performance, certainly in the practices, but in the game as well, and then how well they did in the interviews.
It would seem like if you do a really good job at the Senior Bowl, it gets you ahead to be able to not only have more information on these players, but to be able to work on other players once you get to the combine. Is that fair?
Yeah, you've kind of got an unlimited amount of time to talk with these guys. Obviously, you don't want to keep one player in there for 3 hours, but if we feel good about a player from an interview standpoint here, then that frees up another player that we can talk to, you know, at the combine, because we're only allotted 60 there. So, you know, if we can really get a lot done in this setting, or, you know, maybe there's a player that we want to spend more time with here because something came up in the interview, then we can circle back with them at the combine.
Was there a specific player that won you at the Senior Bowl last year that ended up on the Titans roster?
For me personally, I thought all of our guys that ended up on the team from this game, I thought they were very deserving to be in the game here. They were deserving of the exposure that they got here. And then they did things in this game that, you know, confirmed for us that we thought that they had a chance to be productive members of our football team. Phil Savage does a great job, you know, organizing this thing and getting the players in here and then giving us the exposure to the players to try to determine if they fit our team or not.
So they can't necessarily win you, but they can certainly move the needle in
sure
that
they can
direction.
Yeah, there's nothing like watching a live practice, and obviously when you get to the game, there's nothing better than to evaluate a player, but actually doing it. And that's the difference between the combine, where, you know, you had organized skills that they're asked to do here. This is it. They're competing against, you know, very good players across the board, and there's no better way to evaluate than this, I think.
Well, you love competition, and I mean, this is ball. This is not running in
40-yard dashes.
Yeah, this is competition. Every one of them's in a competition. You know, just look at the play taking place right now. I'm looking at the corner versus, you know, the receiver, the left tackle. I know who he's got to block this outside. I mean, you can pick a guy and just see how he competes against him, how he finishes a play. Is he a tough player? And you can tell a lot about a guy just on how he finishes a play and what you're going to get when you pick that player.
John, how many guys will you go back tonight after practice and say, oh, I made a note about Smith. I want to go back and learn a little bit more about him before the practice tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a handful of guys, you know, in every practice that he may not be high on your radar, but he does something in that practice that's why they come out here and practice is to get seen and to get recognized. So it's about getting the player right on the field, what he's going to bring to the game on Sundays, and then what is he going to bring to our football team, the locker room, the community. In the end, we just want to get it right.